Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Vidalino Álvarez of Muca, Honduras. At times, one is even lucky to be alive. I've been attacked 4 times. Peasant leader Vidalino Álvarez of the United Peasant Movement of Aguan, Muca, of Honduras, made reference to the frightening situation experienced in Bajo Aguan, criminalization of the social struggle, attacks against leaders and peasants in general, paramilitarism, and death squads. Nothing surprising in a territory where the murder of peasants is not news anymore, especially after the coup d'etat of 2009 that ousted constitutional president Juan Manuel Zelaya. Alvarez himself was close to being killed on March the 20th. 5 people were expecting him outside his house to murder him, but someone warned him not to go to his house, and so he managed to save his life and the lives of his 2 children. He had to leave the area to protect himself. According to what he said to Real World Radio, this is the 4th attack against him. Apparently, Bajo Aguan, according to the lies told by this fascist dictator, Juan Orlando Hernández, is a paradise. But this is not true. In Bajo Aguan, there is still criminalization, persecution, attacks against activists, said the Muca leader in an interview carried out in the framework of the International People's Meeting, Berta Cáceres Lives On, that took place in Honduras from April the 13th to the 15th. This is sad, nothing has changed. They want to destroy this resistance and struggle through which we are defending our territories, he added. Álvarez explained that the main threats for the Bajo Aguan peasants come from Corporación Dinant, owned by widely denounced businessman Miguel Fagusé. Fagusé wants to take away our lands for which we had an agreement with the government. Also, the government itself has promoted these territories for the building of model cities, so there are strong interests in the area to take over the lands that belong to the peasants, according to Álvarez. The thing is that these lands are included in the agrarian reform packages, and the rural workers are the beneficiaries of these agreements, he said. The leader also stated that over 13 communities are being displaced by mining concessions or projects. He warned about the strong presence of paramilitarism, even with people infiltrated in the peasant movements, and the presence of death squads. When talking about Berta Cáceres, the Lenca leader murdered on March the 2nd, he remembered her as a sister in the struggle, who showed solidarity with our struggle in Bajo Aguan and is part of the entire resistance against the coup d'etat. On April the 15th, day in which the participants of the International People's Meeting, Berta Cáceres Lives On, went to Hualcarca River in Rio Blanco community in Tibucá department and suffered an attack by tens of people who were waiting for them with weapons, demonstrating in favor of the Aguasarca hydroelectric project, Álvarez was injured. A stone thrown at him reached his forehead, very close to his eyes.